A model based on data from correctional facilities has predicted 99% of the nearly 42,000 people in Arizona's prisons will become infected with the coronavirus. So now let's turn to KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins, who reports on prison healthcare for us, and he joins us now to look at the new study from Forward.us. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so compared to what ADC is currently reporting, these numbers seem hard to believe. This is a very high number. What are the most recent numbers from the department?
Yeah, that's true. As of the Wednesday update, 35 total inmates have tested positive for COVID-19 in Arizona prisons at four different facilities, and 23 of them are at the Florence State Prison.
Okay, so how is it possible that we could go from a relatively small number, just 35 inmates, to tens of thousands, like this report is claiming will happen?
Well, first we have to understand that only 173 inmates in Arizona's prisons have been tested. That's just 0.41% of the total population. Recently, the Ohio Department of Corrections tested every single inmate in one of their prisons, and they found that more than 70% were positive for COVID-19. So as far as more testing is done in the prisons, we're seeing a higher percentage of positives, but most departments of corrections aren't coming anywhere near that level of testing. Felicity Rose is the Director of Research and Policy for Criminal Justice Reform at Forward.us. She says the low number of positives are leading to a false sense of security.
The reality is that a lot of prison systems, including Arizona's, are not testing nearly enough people. We know that it's spreading among staff, and that staff are bringing it into and out of the facility. We know there are people who are asymptomatic and are able to pass it along, but we just don't know how many. So it's a ticking time bomb, really, that people haven't been accounting for enough in a lot of the models of how this is going to impact the whole system.
So that's what the people at Forward.us have tried to do here, Lauren. They took publicly available data from the Arizona Department of Corrections. They factor in things like the fact that 90% of inmates in Arizona prisons live in dormitory-style settings instead of individual cells. And they put that data into a model that was built to look at correctional environments.
So it's based on data of the 1918 flu pandemic in a prison setting. The novel coronavirus is actually probably even more contagious than that, so it may even go faster. But basically what we see is that each person who's infected is modeled to infect 3 to 4 additional people, whereas in the public setting, you see usually about every person infects maybe 2 people. What social distancing is trying to do is to get that number under 1 so that you're actually reducing the number of people. But in prison, that's not possible. So what we're predicting in Arizona is that within a few weeks of the virus really getting going within the prison system, it will infect almost everybody in the system.
So Jimmy, what kind of outcomes can we expect if almost every inmate in Arizona prisons is in fact infected then?
The implications are pretty grave. Rose says while many inmates will be asymptomatic, the virus will cause mass hospitalizations and deaths. The study is predicting 1,400 inmates will need to be hospitalized, and more than 350 incarcerated people are projected to die. And Rose stresses that these are low estimates. They did not factor in things like the fact that inmates in state prisons are mostly men and the coronavirus takes a harder toll on males, as well as the fact that the prison population is just generally less healthy than public. Many people in prison have not had access to health care for most of their lives. They have substance abuse problems and underlying health conditions. The Department of Corrections health care provider estimates that there are 6,600 people in the prisons who are highly vulnerable to the coronavirus due to their age and poor health.
So are the prisons equipped to handle an outbreak like this if the model proves correct?
No, I'm afraid not at all. And that's another data point that this study highlights. Rose says if at least 1,400 inmates need to be hospitalized, that means they will need treatment in the community because the prisons have very limited medical resources. And 1,400 inmates would take up 12% of Arizona's total hospital beds.
It's absolutely very scary what could happen in a lot of rural communities where a lot of prisons are located. There is no way to seal these prisons off. Many people in those communities work inside the prisons. They come back and forth. It could very easily overwhelm a lot of our rural hospitals.
So because these numbers are so drastic, Forward, like many other reform organizations, is calling for inmates to be released. They say the one thing we have going for us in Arizona is that this hasn't spiked in the prisons yet. Rose says her study shows we still have a few weeks before that happens, but the governor's office and the Department of Corrections have shown no indications that they're going to release anyone at this time.
All right, that is KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Thanks, Jimmy.
You're welcome, Lauren.